Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The California Attorney General has sued a hospital for halting so-called gender transition procedures for minors. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, this is really appalling. I mean, you have a California Attorney General, Rob Bonta, has sued a children's hospital in Southern California. The children's hospital has stood up and said, you know what? We're about helping people, not harming these kids by cutting off their body parts. And this attorney general has just gone bonkers and sued them for not doing that.
Yeah, the hospital is the Ratty Children's Hospital, RCH for short. It's in Southern California. And it stopped the gender procedures, or what they would call gender transition. That's their term. And that would include puberty blockers and certainly surgeries as well. So the attorney general, it's an interesting scenario because there is a merger that took place. According to the lawsuit, the attorney general's conditions that were placed on the hospital merger included, quote, condition five, or V, requires continuous maintenance of existing and licensed specialty health services, including gender-affirming care services for 10 years at no less than their current capacities, types, acuity levels in licenses and certifications, and in compliance with the state and federal regulations. And then condition, interestingly, it's XX, which would be 20. It prohibits discrimination on the basis of protected personal characteristics, including gender identity. So here you have this hospital going through a merger. And believe it or not, you have the Ratty Children's Hospital of the Orange County area. You have that also merging with the Children's Hospital of Orange County. So you have Ratty merging with Children's Hospital of Orange County. And the Attorney General decided to get involved in this merger.
Wow.
And it was after the agreement between the two hospitals that they were going to merge.
You know, the agreement.
Then he gets involved. And after the fact, he says that they have to comply with 20 different conditions in order to continue the process of merging. And that's how this started. So you have two hospitals, Ratty, and you have Children's Hospital of Orange County. They wanted to merge. They entered into an agreement to merge. And then months after that, Attorney General Bonta gets involved and he says, you know what? Here's 20 conditions for you to continue the merger process. And of course, one of those conditions, or several of those conditions, are that Ratty needs to continue this kind of gender surgery, mutilating kids and minors. And so that's where this controversy ultimately began.
You know, and it's very, I commend them because they're really looking out for the health of these children. And when given the choice between carrying out these so-called gender surgeries and receiving Medicaid and Medicare dollars, the hospital chose the latter. In fact, they made a statement. It said, this was a very difficult situation, decision made to ensure we can continue serving all children and families across the communities we serve. Taken together, these developments affect our role and responsibilities as provider participating in federal programs such as Medicaid and Medicare, which are essential to caring for children and families in our communities. So it sounds like the Attorney General is dangling that carrot over them and saying, well, you're not going to get any more federal funding unless you do this. So that's not caring for these children.
No, and the Attorney General in the lawsuit says that California law requires the Attorney General to review transfers of nonprofit facilities in part to preserve access to uncompensated health care for the poor, elderly, and disabled. Now, I don't hear anything in there about these gender surgeries. Uncompensated health care for the poor, elderly, and disabled. The lawsuit says, pursuant to California code, the Attorney General may enforce conditions imposed on the Attorney General's consent to an agreement or transaction pursuant to the law of California. So the California Attorney General imposed 20 conditions on the hospital merger, which he did not approve until 11 months after the agreement was reached. The hospitals appear to have very little say in what conditions the Attorney General may impose. And so the Attorney General went crazy and imposed all these conditions with regards to having surgeries on minors.
But he's absurd because he's saying that these are medically necessary to carry out these gender surgeries on minors. Medically necessary.
Yeah, and so one of them is that you continue to do the specialty care services at the current capacities for 10 years, which include these things with regards to surgeries on minors. And so what happened is RADI on July 9, 2025, they stopped accepting new, according to the lawsuit, quote, gender-affirming care patients outside of the San Diego and Imperial counties. And they ceased scheduling new, what he calls, quote, medically necessary gender-affirming care surgeries for individuals under 19.
Good for them.
So by July 9, they said no more. Then on December 22, 2025, RADI stopped accepting new patients, regardless of age, for what the lawsuit calls gender-affirming care services. And then finally, the lawsuit says on January 20, 2026, RADI announced that effective on February 6, 2026, it would be stopped providing medically, quote, necessary gender-affirming care, including puberty blockers and hormones, and all existing, quote, transgender patients under the age of 19 throughout the entire health system. So they announced that they would discontinue all, quote, medical interventions, procedures, and prescriptions, close quote, and limit itself to, quote, counseling, mental health resources, and care coordination, close quote. So RADI is doing what the trend globally and what is happening in the United States is trending toward, stopping the puberty blockers because the CAS review in Great Britain and now the HHS report from 2025, both of those say that that is harmful and it has no beneficial effect. The puberty blockers, the opposite sex hormones, and the mutilating surgeries. It's harmful, has no effect. As a result of that, Great Britain is closing down its what they call sex reassignment clinic, the one in Tavistock in London, closing it down because of the CAS review. And in fact, earlier this year, you had a lawsuit by a 22-year-old girl, but when she was 16, she listened to her psychologist and her doctor, plastic surgery, and she had her breasts amputated at age 16.
And the jury blamed both of the doctors, yep. And she ended up with a $2 million
$2 million verdict. And then a few days later, you had the Doctor Association of Plastic Surgeons. They saw the handwriting on the wall, so they came out with a statement that they do not recommend surgery for minors.
It's not the answer. And hopefully this hospital is looking at the benefit of children, but I imagine they're probably also saying these lawsuits will be coming down the road if they keep doing this.
Yeah, this is crazy because the Attorney General is forcing this hospital to do something against its own medical judgment.
Do no harm.
It's forcing the hospital to do harm.
Yes.
It's forcing the hospital to harm kids, to lie to kids. And they say, you know what? No more puberty blockers, no more opposite sex hormones, no more amputating healthy body parts and genitalia. You know what we're going to do? We're going to do counseling and mental health resources and care coordination.
Amen.
Because you know what happens? You know, just this recent shooting that happened in Canada, the media, it's a boy who wants to identify as a girl, and these kinds of shootings are happening frequently, unfortunately, with these individuals who are confused, gender-confused individuals. The media says, well, this person has mental issues. Well, of course they have mental issues. If you are a boy and you're confused and you think you're a girl, that's a mental issue. It's not a physiological issue. It's a mental issue. And what do you need? You don't need surgery. And if you're a girl, if you think you're a boy, you don't need to have your breast amputated and puberty blockers and opposite sex hormones. You need counseling. That's what you need, and that's what this hospital is doing. So pray for this hospital, the Ratty Children's Hospital that just recently merged with the Children's Hospital of Orange County, or at least it's attempting to merge, and it's wanting to do the right thing to protect children. This gender ideology nonsense, it's collapsing because it is contrary to truth, common sense, and it is a rebellion directly against God who created us in His image. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/helpkids.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.